A big thanks to all our sponsors. Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento is a subscription service that brings a box of comics to your door every month. Check out our website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. Click the link, subscribe, and wait for your comics to hit the mailbox.
I had balls float in wet green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep. Or twilight zones, I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back, then feed back wild and wet. I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Member.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek.
The Frankenstein.
And we're here.
And we've arrived.
And we're recording.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Hello, everybody. It's been a while since all of us have been together on a Talking Geek episode, not a Critter Die or anything else
or
under
spin-off.
The sun.
Spin-offs.
Or any spinoffs.
No more spinoffs, motherfucker. We're in the main thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Holy motherfucking peak, Kenny. God damn it. Back up when you do that.
Kenny, that's, don't get so excited.
That's my eardrum. So, we have been doing... actually, no, I'm not going to do that now. Hi, everybody. It's Q.
Hello, again.
Hey, Q. How's it going?
Hey.
And, of course, I have with me...
Oh, the bear. It's Pedro right over here.
That's right. And next to him, I have...
Hello, this is Kenny. Hello, everybody.
Oh, the underscore genius over
underscore
here.
Underscore. Mr.
Underscore now.
Better get it right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say, guys. I have nothing to say about that. Nothing
no,
at all.
No words can contain
no words.
Your emotions.
Oh, no, right. No. No. If you're listening to this podcast, you already know how I feel. Like, you can guess it.
You can feel the weight in your voice.
Yeah, like, it's already there. So, we have been doing a lot of bullshit. I've been doing a lot of bullshit. I have yet to see a lot of movies, which is why we've had no Talking Geek review of a lot of shit, because I'm poor.
I have so many things to say about so many movies, and you haven't seen them. I'm like, I gotta hold it in.
I know. I'm so sorry. I know. I haven't seen shit. I haven't seen Black Panther. I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok. I'm in the same boat as I was
Star Wars.
The last time. Yeah, I haven't seen anything, guys. I haven't seen anything. I'm either poor or I don't have the time. When I have money, I don't have the time. When I have the time, I ain't got the money. It's just the way that it works.
Yeah.
I'll see them eventually. One day. I'm hoping they hit. If they get on Netflix or on demand or like Amazon where I can rent it, I will be able to see
it. I'm pretty sure Thor Ragnarok will hit. I think deal still is going on with Netflix. You can probably get that one before they.
Just talk to a Russian friend. Maybe this Russian friend can come by.
Yeah, they can.
No,
they can
I'd rather
off.
Watch it like with quality.
That's a really pretty movie, though. You really want
to. I want to see it with quality, so I'm not going to go ahead and do that. I did try to go to the theater recently. I was going to go to the theater. We ended up going to the Frost Museum and stuff like that. But the only movie
culture.
That they were the only movie they were showing was Star Wars, and it was one theater and only two times. Like, were you able to see it?
Like an IMAX movie or something?
It was only showing in the Kendall Park theater, and it was only, like, 6 p.m. or 8 p.m.
To be fair, that movie is, like, 2 months old at this point.
Yeah, I know, so whatever. And then, so eventually it's going to hit, and I'm going to be able to rent them. And then you're going to get a very delayed review on all of the movies.
Man, I cannot wait to talk to you about fucking Star Wars. I literally cannot wait.
I know. I'm excited.
I think I got good feelings about it, and I can't wait to hear what your feelings on it are going to be, just so we can talk shit about the fucking piss babies that were complaining.
Everybody
about
who's bitching for no reason. But I'm hoping to see Black Panther before it leaves theaters. I'm hoping to see that one. I know that everybody was going crazy about it, and they're super excited. I know that some say that there's still issues within the movie, that it's not Marvel's best, but that it was a good foot forward.
I will say that it is in the top tier of all of them. And part of it is also because it is not a origin movie. That helps so much, where you're just like, you know this guy.
Yeah, you already know this guy.
Pick up where it left off.
Yeah.
Now,
it actually does pick up very soon after it left after Ultron.
What I want to ask is whether or not this goes up with Winter Soldier.
They're very different movies, but it is up of that quality.
Okay, then that's a very good sign.
Yeah.
So as you can tell, Bear has been watching all the movies.
Not all of them. I've seen three movies. I've seen Star Wars, Thor, and fucking Black Panther.
Did you ever catch up and finally see Homecoming and...
Oh, I did, yeah. No, I okay, caught up
and
by the end
Doctor
of last
Strange
year.
Strange and everything?
Yeah, I did that. Okay. One, I own those movies, so I needed to finally watch it. And two, for Chaos Theater at the end of the year, I needed to watch it for
that,
too.
Okay, and
so.
Did you end up catching up on all the TV shows? Or
no,
you
I'm not going to. I just gave up on those. I just I don't have the fucking time.
Fuck your face. Yeah. No, you do. You choose to use the time on video games.
Yeah, no, which, yes, I've been playing. Well, okay, so I played, if you remember, I played through all of Breath of the Wild. It was a fucking fantastic game. Put about like 120 to 150 hours in that game. Fucking awesome. And the DLC for it came out before the end of the year, and you know, I didn't have the scratch for it, and I ended up just kind of waiting for it. And we get to maybe mid-January, and I'm like, oh, I got some extra scratch. I'll pick it up. So I go on my Switch and buy the DLC, and I'm like, oh, I'm so ready to play this DLC. It's going to be so good. Where is my save file? Where is... Oh, no, I played this on the Wii U.
Damn.
Oh, shit, I traded in the fucking Zelda copy. So I was like, oh, it looks like I'm going to have to replay it. Guys.
Oh, so sad.
Guys,
you have to replay the game.
That's what I said when he told me.
I fell down a hole again.
Of course you did.
I fell down a Zelda hole, and it is very deep. And,
a Z hole.
So as I'm playing it, I'm doing a lot of shit that I didn't do the first time I played it, and I'm surprised at how much I fucking missed. I put so much time in that game, and I did 100 shrines. I didn't do all 120. There was a bunch of different armor I didn't get. And in this one, that's where I'm primarily focused, but I just found there are so many chunks of the map I just didn't fucking go to. So at some point, one of the things they added in the DLC was something called, I think it's Hero's Path, which basically you load up the map and you hit one of the buttons and it shows you where you've been in the last 200 hours.
Okay.
Which is great because you can be like, oh, I haven't walked over here. And then you can go over there and kind of look around and find shit. And that's one that's really helped because it shows, like, their entire, like, side areas on the coast that I haven't been in, and I'm finding a bunch of, like, I think of the 20 shrines that I missed, I've found 15 of them.
Got it.
Nice.
In places that I didn't even fucking think about going, so.
Well, it's a vast freaking map.
It's a huge fucking world. And so, yeah, I'm really digging it. I love the shit out of it. I was also playing Mario Odyssey obsessively since I got back from my vacation back in January. And I have I'm down to the last shine on the last stage. And like the last maybe like four or five Mario games, if you manage to go and get, I think it's 500, you open up the last area. But I didn't want to go to it. I wanted to get everyone. And I got every single fucking moon in that game. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go into this last area. It's going to be fucking great. And I roll up there and... I guess spoilers for Mario, if you can consider that. You get you go to the moon at some point, and then there's a dark side of the moon and a darker side of the moon.
Okay.
So I did all the shit in the darker side, got everything, and I'm like, all right, let's go to the darker side of the moon. And I get there, and I don't see anything. I just see a big building. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I go walking up, and I see, like, tons of characters from the game are all there cheering me on. I'm like, why are they cheering? I haven't done anything yet. They're like, good luck. We're cheering for you. You can do it. And I'm like, I haven't done anything. Why are you fucking cheering? And I walk in, and it's a fucking giant-ass death gauntlet, which all the past Mario games have done. Like, okay, you can beat the game, and then you could complete everything, and then we start challenging you. And
right.
It is hard as fucking balls. And I did it about four or five times, right? And on the last time I played it, I was doing really well. I got about 60-65% of the way through it. And there's like a flying section. You possess this flying creature. You have to hit updrafts. Very simple. Very easy. I hit every single one. I'm fucking doing great. I see the ledge. I'm there. I'm on the fucking ledge. I hit the last updraft. I get to the top. And in my excitement, I hit the desync button. And I flew out of the thing I was possessing and plummeted to my fucking death into the lava. And, you know, with all the rage I had, I'm like, okay, I have to see how far I was from the end. And like I said, I was about 65% of the way through, but the rest of it was fucking cake compared to how much of a pain in the ass everything else was.
Right.
So that broke my spirit. And that
yeah,
was
you're
the
like,
that,
you rage quit.
That rage, well, I didn't quit. I rage delayed. I will go back and beat that after I feel less salty, which
right.
I determine will be when I'm done with Zelda. I'll
of
be
course.
Like, all right, I got the palate cleanser. I'm going to fucking beat this thing.
Oh,
show
it
who's fucking boss.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I've done nothing geeky. except for, no, even the shows that I'm watching, because I'm so caught up. I'm waiting for Jessica Jones 2.
That's all the day after my birthday.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Jessica Jones 2. The Walking Dead comes back on Sunday. Legions 2 comes out. There's a lot of shit that's coming out.
I didn't know that got a second season.
The first season is so epic.
I heard it was great. I just didn't know that.
Oh, you should see the teasers with Audrey Plaza.
Hello.
Ms. Plaza. Oh, yeah. And she's in the... You saw the first season, right?
Not yet.
God damn you.
Because they took it off by the time I got a chance to... When I got the time to watch it, they'd taken it off Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
They put it back on Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu right now.
Oh, shit. It's only like 6 episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think
I can make some time for that.
That one is really, really good. And so you haven't seen it. Audrey Plaza plays a complex character.
Yeah.
And one of the versions of her character is what she's sitting in, and she's very hot. Very, very, very,
very
hot.
Very Miss Plaza, very Plaza-like.
Very, very, like, she's all in black with, like, glasses on, and she's playing
Goth Plaza, yes.
Goth, like librarian therapist Plaza.
Oh, so many complexes rolling in.
That's
the
what
one.
I'm saying. So it's like, it's a lot of things. Like, I can't, I'm like, it's just, she's just hot. Like, that, to, just go with it. Just go with it. So that's coming. So there's a lot of stuff that's coming out that I'm gladly have caught up. Now, we finished all of that. I finished Handmaid's Tale, which, it makes me want to punch men in the face when I watch that show. But it's so good. It's so good.
That's why I haven't watched it, because I heard I wanted to watch it, and they told me, like, this premise, and it would make me so angry.
Listen,
sir, I was upset.
Right. And Bear, you that get sometimes even more mad than I do at things that are happening, like the injustices of women, and I hate to say that, but it's true. You'll come to me, like, enraged, and I'm like, deal with it all the time. And then that makes you more mad.
That gets me more mad.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, why?
Yeah, and then you get more mad, and then I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's like, no, oh, God.
But I guess it's just something. But that show, I don't think that you would be able to. I know that you would enjoy it, but you would.
I would
be
enjoy
in
the production.
You'd be enraged after every episode, because I was enraged after every single episode. But it's really good. So I've finished all of that. I started watching the show called The Killing, which is.
Did my mom recommend that?
No, I recommended it to your mom. No, wait, your mom had told me about
because,
it.
Because, yeah, she'd been trying to get me to watch that for years because.
And I'm trying to get her to watch Broadchurch.
Which, by the way,
I'm not. She hadn't seen Broadchurch.
No, she didn't see the last season, I don't think.
Oh, okay, that's probably
I'm letting you know right now, The Killing's going to be removed in March on Netflix.
I'm already almost done, buddy. Got
that's
three
what I'm
episodes.
Saying.
Left.
Really? I got that shit.
I've already almost done. That dank ass episode is going to pop, and that's it. I'm good to go.
I love the soundtrack. That's one of the things that, like, when my mom was watching it at my old place, like, I would hear her. That's one thing I pick up a lot more than the music for things than the actual dialogue, unless I'm, like, sitting right next to her. And that it was very Twin Peaks-y, and
yes.
I really
which
fucking
is also
love Twin
for
Peaks.
Me very Broadchurchy. Like, they do a lot of story development without dialogue, just music and scenery.
I like that,
and I love that, and that's something that I loved a lot about Broadchurch. It's sad that show ended. The Killing only has 4 seasons. I'm already almost done with it. And it does it has its moments in that aspect as well. I hate that they're getting rid of it, but then I've got other shows that I'm gonna.
It's good. You got plenty of shows.
I have so many fucking shows. It's crazy. We'll see where Walking Dead takes us on Sunday. We've been watching The Magicians as it goes on. I love that fucking show.
It's actually gotten really a lot of the characters that at first I didn't like are now some of my favorite characters on the show.
Well, my mom and I watched the first episode because I am going to go through it. I'm going to watch it with her because I caught up with Adventure Time with her. And,
okay.
You know, we like to sit down and watch shows together. I go over and you know, eat it and hang out with her like at least once or twice a week. And
oh, you're so good.
Oh, you're so much like I love her. Oh, she's gave birth to me. And she's like, oh, Elliot's such a fucking asshole. And I'm like, oh, no. Elliot is fucking great. You're going to fucking love that guy.
Yeah. You and the show, like Kenny
she's
said.
She's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong, but he's so amazing. And he gets even, I think, and this is something that Chad and I, for those of you who are listening, if you heard our magician special, that Chad is the one who was on that episode with me. He's only seen like the first 2 episodes of this new season. And he was just like, Elliot needs to win an award for this show because the range that he's got to go in and where he's at right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that we were worried about when it first opened, Margot has gotten her own storyline.
Oh, Margot's in depth. That's one of the characters that I did not like in the beginning that now I'm enjoying watching her. because of how much in depth they're going with her character.
They're doing a really good job in switching the pairs we're used to seeing together, and then being able to create those chemistries. Like, for one, every guy and lesbian who watches the show, the fact that a lot of these scenes are now Julia and Alice together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're just like,
really? Yes, now I'm very interested.
Sure, let's do that.
I have no problem with this.
Sure, and Quentin's nowhere to be found. Even better, so he doesn't ruin this fucking thing. No, because he would. He would just ruin it.
Oh, no,
it.
Yeah, he would fuck it up.
He would fuck it up. But a lot of shit has happened, and the show's really good. So other than that, I really haven't been able to do any geeky things. I'm not reading. I finished Ready Player One. I'll be doing my own review on that on the blog, ready for the movie.
Yeah, you're going to do a blog, and then after you watch the movie, you're going to be upset and then talk about
the
movie.
No, I'm already upset the trailer just came out. I guess we can talk about that. We can talk about how much I hate the trailer for that fucking movie.
I feel like we've inverted it somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm like, oh, it looks like it might not be terrible.
Because the book is fresh in my brain hole,
right.
I had avoided the trailers because I didn't want to ruin the book. So I avoided the trailers, and then I read the book. And now I've gone back and saw the final trailer that they released, and I was angry 75% of that trailer. I was just like, that's not in the book. That's not in the book. What the fuck? That's not in the book either. And I like the fact that I had to say that for 75% of the trailer really pissed me off. And now I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I've already made a date with my book club, and so we're going to go.
Yeah.
But I'm angry.
I'm telling you right now, what made me give way more of a fuck about it is that they put the fucking Gundam in there.
Yeah.
And the poster has the fucking RX-78 on the lower half. I'm not kidding you. That was like, okay, I'll go watch this movie.
Yeah, man.
Just to see the fucking Gundam in an American movie, I have no fucking problem with that.
No, I have many problems. I have many problems. But I'm not going to get into it right now. I'll get back into it later. But anyhow, so, Kenny, have you done anything geeky?
Honestly, the only thing geeky is what I feel is geeky, which is playing more music. I've been doing a lot more of that. I know that we've done a lot of Crit or Die recently.
Yeah.
We're trying to be more consistent with that. But other than that, I mean, Magic has eluded me. I've been wanting to get back into Magic, realize that's a very expensive endeavor.
And crazy shit. They're announcing 2018 is going to be fucking crazy for Magic.
And I've honestly been reviewing a lot of board games now because now I feel like I should create a library.
It's in Dominaria.
Yes.
They're pushing Dominaria. Yes, you want this.
But yes, Magic
Shia Ballard is probably a planeswalker. Oh my God!
Yes. we're not gonna get into that.
No, we're not.
We're not gonna get into that. But yes, I'm
get the Crit or Die shit
off this fucking podcast.
I'm also in that hole as far as trying to catch up on the movies. I am kicking myself because I have yet to watch Planet Hulk. People call it Thor Ragnarok, but I have yet to watch Planet Hulk, and I need to watch that movie to get it out of my system. I do want to see Black Panther. I haven't even seen Spider-Man Homecoming, which is horrible.
I've seen it twice.
I'm lending that to you. So
yes.
I've seen it twice at this point. I think it's free on HBO now.
More than likely. See, that's how bad it is.
Or it's on Netflix. Or both, actually, probably. Because I know that I've seen it twice now. I saw it the first time. Vanessa fell asleep. She thought it was boring. Then we watched it the second time. She was like, did I think this was boring? And I was like, yeah. She was like, funny, not anymore.
Oh,
like,
that's so funny. Oh, looks like Vanessa's opinions are often wrong.
I'm not going to get into that because I'm married to her. So
you saw that? He threw a little bit of he threw a carrot out there to see.
I was trying to bait a troll, and she didn't come out of her cage.
No. So anyhow, we do Topic Thursdays. For those of you who maybe don't follow us on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter, we do we converse with you guys, if you will. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we get you to give us your opinions on different things. We have Verse Tuesdays, where we'll pin two things against one another and ask which one you prefer. And then on Topic Thursdays, it's been all kinds of things, from what your most overrated movie was, which we did an episode on, to your favorite movie soundtrack. So we've done a lot of stuff, and most recently, we did a movie you thought was the worst. Now, we've done overrated movies. I want to make sure.
You thought was the word. This is the important
yes,
thing.
Yes, yeah, right.
That we thought, and this is not including, because overrated means it was a good movie. We just didn't think it had the accolades
right.
that it was received.
Okay. It was
what right. we thought, what we're meaning is this movie, to us, has no redeemable value
at all.
In other words, if you spent money on this, I am so sorry for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So those are the requirements. It's we can't talk about movies that we already thought was overrated because it doesn't qualify because it's not the worst movie. And worst movies for us. So that might mean if I don't say a specific movie, it may be because it was deliciously bad.
Oh, in the sense,
like, I know that it's a bad movie, but I enjoyed my whole experience with it.
So basically we're saying The Room is not going to be here because that is...
Because you know it's bad, but it's awesomely bad.
Well, that's why, like, cheese is good when it's fresh or when it's really stinky. Like, you know, good stinky cheese, you know?
So what we're going to do, and here's how we'll go around Robin, we'll go around the table, then we're going to read all of the millions of comments that we received online, and we're going to do the usual. Are we on the bridge with them, or are we off the bridge with them?
This is going to be good.
And then we're going to troll the shit out of the people who commented. See, you get to be famous on our podcast if you comment on our things.
You're podcast famous, baby.
Yeah, so make sure that you always go to our page on Tuesdays and Thursdays and give us your shitty opinions.
Talk some shit. Talk some shit, and we'll throw it right back at you.
Yeah, we're good like that. We're good like that. So I'm going to go with the first one. I'll start off with the round robin. The way that I first chose like what these movies were when I put up the post was if I had ever walked out of the theater. If I had ever walked out of a theater. Now, I've only ever walked out of the movie theater twice.
And are both of those movies in your list?
Yes, they are. Okay. As they deserve to be, but I can't mention one of them because I'm pretty sure that I mentioned one of them in the overrated movies section, which I believe I'll just say it now, which is Napoleon Dynamite.
You put it as
I walked out of that movie and then paid for it on demand and then walked out of my house.
I set my house on fire.
So it's not really overrated. You just thought it was a horrid movie.
No, you thought it was trash.
I said it was overrated at the time because a lot of people really enjoyed Napoleon Dynamite. Those jokes, those memes, they were everywhere to the point that I saw it a fucking second time. Like, it was that important in my group of friends that they loved it that I was like, I must have missed something, or maybe I wasn't high enough the first 20 minutes I watched it. And then, no, it was just, there was no, there is no level of high I could be to enjoy that movie. So the other one for me was Stuck by You.
What is this?
Matt Damon and Owen Wilson.
I am not on that bridge with you.
Is this the one with Siamese twins?
Yes. Yes.
It is horrible. The movie is.
I smelled shit when I saw that fucking trailer.
So did I, except that I have always had friends like Kenny.
Yes.
Right?
But it's awesomely bad.
No.
It's not even awesomely bad.
It's a 2.5 hour movie of shit.
It's 2.5 hours.
I'm going to have to Google how long it is, but I know that it felt like an eternity. And then I fucking had to.
Movie is 2.5 hours, somebody
fucked up. No, it's
not
2.5 hours. There's no way you can sustain Cher for 2.5 hours.
I beg to differ. I'm going to find out right now how long the runtime is.
I remember when I first saw that, like, I was like, oh, what the? Matt Damon, what happened? Like, come on, bro.
It's not his best movie. It isn't. It really isn't. It really isn't.
I would hope not. There's really a lot of other movies. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not even Stuck by You. It's I'm Stuck on You.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, my God. So, fucking shit. Oh, my God. A runtime of 2 hours.
That's way too long.
2 hours.
That's
exact.
Too fucking long.
That's way too fucking long.
I'm sorry, that is. Okay, so for those of you who maybe are like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? So this movie came out in 2003, mm-hmm. And it says, in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, conjoined twins who look nothing like each other or anything like that, and they are the worst conjoined twins of the world, which is Matt Damon and, oh, it's not Owen Wilson.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
Why'd you think it was Owen
Wilson?
Because
his face annoys me.
But I could believe it though. Like that looks. That's
Greg Kinnear.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, make the best of their handicap by being the fastest grill cooks in town. No. We're talking.
What the fuck,
hey, dude?
Is this?
It's crazy.
Hold on, I'm not even done. That's just the first sentence of the summary. While outgoing Walt, who is Greg, hopes to one day become a famous actor, shy Bob prefers to stay out of the spotlight. When a fading Hollywood actress, Cher, decides to get her show, Honey and the Bees, not bees as in like bzzz, I'm not even going to get into it, canceled, she hires Walt and his brotherly appendage, it says appendage on here, as her co-stars, but their addition surprisingly achieves the opposite. No shit. It is horrible.
Okay, wait, did you say Cher?
Yeah.
Yes, Cher. That's
like,
why I said Cher.
Do you
like,
believe in Love After Love, Cher?
Yeah, Cher. Love After Love.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, not only that. You know who else is in it? Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep is in this. Yes, exactly. And the thing is, and I will say this. I think that it knew it was bad, and that's why I think it's an awesomely bad movie, because they did things like, for instance, they said that they were, what was it? They were the MVP of their hockey team because they were the goalie, because it's literally just two people standing in front of the fucking net.
God.
Listen, this is an awesomely bad. This to me is fucking
terrible.
Horrible. And I, so bad that my friends that were like Kenny walked out with me.
Oh my God.
Yes. Walked out with me. These are the same guys who like bullshit ass movies that Kenny likes. And even they walked out with me. That was abysmal. So that's my number one.
That's your number one? That's your worst.
She just started from the top.
Yeah, okay, because it angers me to like there, because no, I have one more that's equally shitty, but I didn't pay for it, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's worse.
Like this one was bad because I went to the movies on like a Friday night at like prime time to see a movie, and I sat for an hour because my friend who I was with was like, no, we can't leave. We can't walk out. I'm like, no, bitch, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Watch
me.
We're
not tied to the seat. We can get the fuck out of here.
Watch me do it, or I'm going to go to the car and smoke a fuck ton of weed or something.
I'm
going to
hotbox your
Christ.
Car and leave nothing for you.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm sorry. I can't be on the bridge only because, again, I understand why you are. Believe me, I know it's a bad movie. To me, it's one of those awesomely bad movies that I can watch only because it's – I can't take it serious. I don't think it took itself seriously. And because it didn't take itself seriously, I know that it's not
it
as
sure
bad.
As hell looked like Matt Damon was pretty serious about this role.
No, man.
And
well,
it's
what
like
is he never serious about?
It's the kind of movie like he wants to pretend like he never did it. And so I'm sure like he doesn't put it on his goddamn.
Dude, it's so funny. They even
can't run away from that. That's on his fucking.
On the show itself, when they're filming that show, the television series, Honey and the Bees. They put Matt Damon in green so that you can't see him on the TV show.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, no. Okay, I'm done. I can't. Don't even watch it, guys.
Okay, I got a huge fucking list here. I don't even know where to fucking start.
You I don't have that many. And then now.
No, okay, so this is what happened. I really didn't have that many, and I was like, no, I need to have some shit to fucking bring. So I just looked up bad movies, right? And I was just like, what are like general consensus bad movies? And there was a bunch of stuff where I'm like, no, I got some level of enjoyment out of it. And then there was stuff where I'm like, oh, God, I forgot I watched this. Like, I had scrubbed it from my fucking... I realized that, like, when I hit levels of artistic trauma, like, my brain just, like, shuts down and just erases those, like, fucking...
It's
those
a
memories.
Survival thing.
It's a survival tactic. I either go mad...
This never happened to you.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
So what's your first one? Shoot it.
God, okay. I'll save the one... Okay, I'm gonna... Spoilers, if you read the thread, you already saw what my worst one is, so I'll save that for later. I'm gonna start with... Let's go with...
Wait, give me a second, because it might be
shit,
on my list.
I'm looking to... Okay, I'm going to start with a softball. I'll start with Dragon Ball Evolution.
I'm going to go ahead and knock that off my list.
You had it on your list?
Yes, I had it on my list.
Okay, so there are many reasons why this movie is fucking terrible. First, the situation where I saw it is... I didn't technically pay for it. I paid for something else, and I...
you double dipped.
I didn't double dip. I was flying back from Japan, and I was stuck in a plane... And my DS died, so I had nothing to do
but watch that movie
for fucking like another 6 hours. So I had to watch that movie. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm kind of an anime nerd. Like, it just kind of comes
just
off.
Just a little bit.
And one of the things that got me into fucking anime was Dragon Ball Z. So this wasn't Dragon Ball Z. It's like they're fucking around with Dragon Ball. I'm like, okay, Dragon Ball, very whimsical. Good action. This would be fucking great. Like, there's no whimsy. It's like one of the dumbest, most cynical attempts at taking something popular and make, like, okay, the guy who plays the villain, who plays Piccolo, is James Marsters. It's fucking Spike from Buffy.
Yeah.
I love that dude. That dude's a fucking great actor. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. He's super nice. There's no redeeming thing in his fucking performance in this movie, especially for one, like, Piccolo is supposed to be, like, over-the-top fucking evil,
right? Is this live action?
This is a live action fucking movie.
That's why that's why it was horrid.
Yeah, and so first of all, like, there's no over the top evil with him. He's just very serious the entire time. Goku, I will defeat you. Oh yeah. Second of all,
so glad I never watched
Goku is a white boy.
No, this is a whitewash. This is a whitewash movie.
Son Goku.
Wow.
Is a fucking white boy.
Wait, what year did this come out?
2000.
Okay, we were so whitewashed.
2000 aughts. It was 2000. It was in the aughts.
It
so
it was the early aughts. It was like right after I got it. Oh, maybe 2005. But yeah, so yes, super whitewashed. Set in America. Like, it was just fucking terrible. none of the characters really acted the way, like, Goku didn't act like Goku, Bulma didn't act like Bulma. The only one who acted close to this character was Roshi, who was supposed to be, like, a perverted old, like, karate master. It was,
that's not that hard to do.
Who was, oh my god, I can't remember his name. Who was in Hard Boiled?
You know what?
Fuck, man, my god, I can't remember this guy.
It's a bad movie. Just
it's a bad movie. It's fucking terrible. I was stuck seeing it. I couldn't walk out. I couldn't walk out of the plane. And I really thought about it. I really thought if I opened this fucking door, I could step out and just like never have to
never
even
have to see,
think about this
to
again.
Think about anything.
I can't be on the bridge with you because I haven't seen it, but I never will.
No, don't.
I never will.
No.
Never will.
I am on the bridge with you, holding a spirit bomb, hopefully to destroy
spirit
this
bombing
fucking
this fucking
thing.
Movie.
It is. It's bad.
And on top of that, like. Like, the effects are really fucking bad. Like, it just keeps stacking it because you're like, oh, Kamehameha, it's supposed to be like a big old energy wave. Like, nope. It didn't even look like that. It looked like year two or year three After Effects being thrown
okay.
on.
Ugh. It's bad.
All right.
It's bad. Hurts.
It's and you know what? Since you're going to go with live action, I'm actually going to go with an animated movie that got to me. And this is, I don't know who saw this. If anybody ever saw this in the theaters, I feel so bad for you. That is Final Fantasy, The Spirit Within.
Ooh.
That is a horrible...
Ooh, I saw that in theaters.
Yeah, it is so
bad.
Oh,
you paid for it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
I paid
for
this.
It as well. I'm going to tell you this. This is how bad the movie is.
Oh, it hurts.
I'm going to tell you how bad the actual story is. The whole point of the
story...
Exactly. The whole point of this story is that they're supposed to find these spirits, these different entities that are supposed to help civilization because there is... a fucking, you know, takeover of these aliens. And the whole point is to find these spirits to help combat these people. And the thing is, they're in the search for these spirits, right? Whatever. They didn't explain it very well. They didn't explain the characters very well.
They explained nothing.
They spent 3 months creating the follicles in the main character's hair when they could have spent those 3 months on a story, okay? So... I watched the movie. The movie started. They were looking for 8 spirits. They're on the 5th one. I go to sleep. I wake up. All of a sudden, I hear, fire the Zeus cannon. I hear this thing. Yes. Right?
Yes. Zeus cannon sounds like a fucking Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy thing. So he says that, and I wake up, and I'm like, okay, what did I miss? And I'm watching, and I go, oh, I didn't miss anything. Okay, so I guess I just fell asleep for 5 minutes. And then I look over to my friends, and they're like, dude, you were asleep for an hour and a half. I go, I was asleep for an hour and a half? And I still know what's going on? That means that there's an hour and a half that we didn't need to watch?
This movie was so bad, Square opened up a movie studio. This was their only movie. It tanked so fucking hard, it almost sunk the entire company.
Damn.
They had to fuse with another RPG company to stay floating. To this day, they're still feeling the effects of that shitty movie.
Dude,
holy
it
crap.
Is bad. It is bad. Like...
Final Fantasy VII has, like, before they actually went into detail with the story, it was kind of wonky. That has a better, way better story
mm-hmm.
than this piece of fucking garbage.
I mean, jeez.
So what happens when people make movies off of fandoms that they're not ready to make? Like,
no,
you know
they
what
were
I mean?
Not
like,
ready.
You run because it's in the peak, and you're like, oh my god, we got to come out with a movie right now. Like the first World of Warcraft movie, which was absolute shit.
Well, that movie was made for China. That wasn't made for the U.S., and it banged in China.
Really?
Ooh,
well, it was
it
crappy as
money.
Shit here.
Oh, it was fucking trash, yeah.
It was fucking trash here.
It wasn't a World of Warcraft. It was a
Warcraft
movie. So you were expecting,
right.
I think that might have been because you were expecting, like, way further down the line, and you're just like, no, we're going simple with this.
We're like, this is crap. But I guess that's what happened. I also have not seen that movie. So I am not on that fence or that bridge with you guys. Oh, he's on that bridge.
I'm not a Warcraft guy. So.
No, I'm talking about Final Fantasy.
Oh, I'm there with you. I'm there on that bridge, and I'm fucking shooting that stupid goddamn movie in a cannon over a fucking ridge.
Yeah, I can't believe it. And they had the audacity to give just a throwaway character the name Cid. I was like, go fuck yourself.
Well, they needed to put it.
I was like, go fuck yourself.
So, just so you know, the lady who played the main character is Ming-Na.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No shit.
It is Ming-Na.
Wow.
So apparently, and she's always been like a good actress.
Yeah, no.
They just kept putting her in
shit
movies.
You know what? Good actors make fucking mistakes sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And
Dennis Hopper was in Mario
yeah,
Brothers.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of shit. So I'm gonna go with my next one.
Okay.
I don't even know. This is half animation, half fucking. I know. I thought it started with live action, but
is it a Cool World?
No. No, Cool
World.
That's
why I was like, hey.
No,
slow
down
there. You start saying that, I'm like,
no.
I'm definitely not on the bridge with you.
This next movie is so bad that I wish Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was real so that I can remove it from my brain.
From the brain.
Just completely remove it. And that for me is 8 Crazy Nights.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't ever need to.
Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, never mind. No, I'm good.
Listen.
Oh, is it about Hanukkah?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the car. Okay.
I haven't seen it. I guess 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. A 33-year-old party animal finds himself in trouble with the law.
I remember this movie. No, I just came back. I didn't see it, but I remember this movie. Yeah.
After his wild ways go too far in keeping with the holiday spirit, the judge gives Davey one last chance at redemption. Spend the holiday performing community service as the assistant referee for the youth basketball league or go to jail. Davey thinks he's gotten off easy until he meets Whitey Duvall and the eccentric elf-like head referee. It is so bad. So bad. And here's how the world works, right? Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 12%.
Ooh.
IMDb has it at 5.3 out of 10.
Oh, wow, it's better than
Common
that.
Sense has 1 out of 5.
Okay.
But 74% of Google users like this movie, which is very strange. It's narrated by Rob Schneider because they all do everything together.
Yeah.
It had a budget of $34 million, and I don't even know if they got a dollar because it's so bad. And I don't hate Adam Sandler. There are movies of Adam Sandler that
20 years ago were good.
Right. 20 years ago. No, straight up.
Not
his
straight
earlier
up 20 years ago,
his
yeah.
earlier shit was decent.
It was great. Yeah.
Was Happy Gilmore was good.
Billy Madison.
Up through Mr. Deeds is still pretty but Mr. Deeds is okay.
And I actually will still I love 50 First Dates. Like I love that movie.
That was not bad.
I loved that movie. I love the concept of it. I love Drew Barrymore in that one. So that was probably the last of the Adam Sandler
that
movies
was,
for me.
That's one of those movies that was completely carried on like Drew Barrymore's charm.
Yes.
Like she's charming enough to make that movie work.
And I actually like their chemistry together. But 8 Crazy Nights for me was like, oh my God, I don't ever want to look at Adam Sandler in the face again for making this horrible, horrible, horrible movie. Like, I don't even know what you were thinking, what you were on. Were you depressed? Had you just gotten divorced? I don't know what the fuck happened to him, but it was like, for me, like the tail end of, oh, you are really shitty. It's kind of like what happened to Ben Stiller after a few movies too.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller just went, I've ran out of creative juice. I'm
I got
sinking.
No juice. Well, he did like 4 movies in 1 year and I felt like that was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
he's
like,
out of it.
So 8 Crazy Nights for me was absolutely horrible. I have yet to find somebody who truly, truly enjoys the movie.
You know what's funny is that like, he can act. You ever seen Punch Drunk Love?
Yeah,
like,
that's actually a really good movie.
Well, you get a fucking good director and a good script. Like, you get somebody to get him to, like, control him.
And I didn't mind Remote Control. He was good in Remote Control. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind Grown Ups, the first one.
Oh, I definitely did not like Grown Ups.
I didn't mind the first one.
No.
I didn't mind the first one.
It's like, no. That was just mental. That was just masturbation film for these guys, just to be on the movie
I happen to like Kevin Smith. When he's not a mall cop,
I pronounce you.
I mean, not Kevin Smith. Kevin James.
Yeah,
Kevin James.
Kevin James is
everybody
cool.
Everybody confuses those two guys.
I think it's just because they each have first names as their last names.
Yeah, that's true.
So whatever. My next one is 8 Crazy Nights because that movie was just fucking horrible.
I'm on that bridge with you. I think really only kids, and even then. Not even because the way that they did this movie, there was a lot of cursing. There was a lot
of. Yeah, it's PG-13. It's not even like for. Like, this is like.
Yeah, like, it's not for, like, kids growing up. It's
yeah, but I also listened to fucking. Adam Sandler's record when I was, like, 9. So,
yeah.
You know, it's.
Piece well, I mean, of sheet car.
Oh, my God. I haven't thought about. Yeah.
Oh, look. If you're listening to this now, you can watch this movie on February 27th at 9:40 p.m. on HBO.
Oh.
They're going to be showing
no
it.
No fucking way.
I swear to God, I'm just going to black out
that time for myself right now.
And apparently on Monday at 3:20 in the morning, because nobody's watching movies at 3:20 in the morning on a Monday, it'll also be on HBO. Zone, if you guys want to watch this shitty thing.
So,
what's
man,
your next one?
I have so many fucking to choose from.
I'll
pick an easy one. I would like to talk about at least 4 because this list is like kind of rich with shit. I'm going to say Crash. I fucking hate Crash.
Are you fucking serious?
I honestly.
You hate Ray Liotta. That's
I
the
hate.
Only
no,
reason.
That movie is not a fucking good movie. And then the fact that it got that much, like, fucking attention for like that for terrible acting, a terrible fucking script. The only like positive I could say is like it doesn't look bad, but even then, I hate fucking Crash. Crash is a terrible movie that shows how you can manipulate an entire industry to get win bullshit awards.
I
fucking hate Crash.
I am shooting at you on while you're on the bridge.
Oh man, that's
missile.
Okay. I'll take it. I have my chest wide open.
Not like,
I
okay.
hate that fucking movie. It's a bad movie.
I actually totally disagree with you. I don't think that it's an awesome movie. For somebody who reads a lot of books, twists and connections within people within a town is a typical thing that I read. But I thought that for the time that movie came out and the racial connections between Kevin Bacon's character and now Halle Berry, is it?
I think it's Halle Berry.
I want to.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
I see what you mean.
Right.
But my problem is that it was done so ham-fisted with terrible acting, terrible direction. I remember seeing that movie like right after they announced it. Because this was back when I was still in high school. I was like, oh, I have time to fucking see everything. So I saw the movie, and I was like, well, it might have been in college. And I was just like, what? Why? This movie is fucking trash. It is trash. And I always think about this in, like, Shakespeare in Love. And Shakespeare in Love at least is a love story that's kind of cute. So
you don't like Shakespeare in Love either?
No, it's fine. No, Shakespeare in I don't hate Shakespeare in Love. But it's also not best movie of the year category. That's just a charming romantic comedy, you know.
It was not Halle Berry, apparently.
It's a lot of people in there, though.
Listen, you've got Sandra Bullock, Matt Dillon, Don Cheadle.
What did we just say about good
Ryan
actors
Phillippe,
doing garbage movies?
Brendan Fraser, Ludacris, William Fichtner. Oh my God, Michael Pena is in it.
I mean, you're just describing the bottom of a trash can right
Terrence
now.
Terrence Howard. No, I love all of this.
Terrence Howard is actually a really good
like
actor.
Like every single... No, I know Terrence
you
Howard
like,
is a good actor.
Oh, please.
I do like Terrence... I like Terrence Howard. I
you
like
don't
Michael
like
Pena.
Michael Pena?
I do like Michael Pena. Michael Pena is great, especially in fucking Ant-Man.
What Pedro is saying is that they're all straight. They all decided we need to make a movie together.
What's
make money.
What's the way that you describe something useless? An old man with giant balls?
Yes.
That's the best definition, except the balls here are like patchy and missing the pubic hair and dragging on the fucking floor.
Okay, so it's not Kevin Bacon. I don't know why I thought it was Kevin Bacon. I'm probably thinking of Monster's Ball.
No, but here's the thing.
Because he's in everything.
Because that's the thing. You actually have like a good like 50% chance that he's in the movie.
Yeah, probably. But I'm actually not a Matt Dillon fan. I could have done without him in the movie, but I didn't hate it. I thought it was good for what it was. I mean, it came out in 2004. We really hadn't seen
college.
A movie. We hadn't really seen a movie. Yeah, well, it was college. We really hadn't seen a movie with that intricacies of storylines and intertwining a lot of people. Us who read get that a lot in stories, but I'm definitely not on that.
It was so bad.
I
remember watching
the
movie. I was 20 minutes in and I'm like, I just want this movie to be fucking over. Yeah.
7.8 on IMDb, 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's fine. That just means 75% people are fucking wrong.
Or I don't know, majority says you're wrong.
I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of people that have no fucking taste on the fucking internet.
And it's the timing. You also have to remember this is right after 9/11. And that was
it's 3 years after 9/11. Like, by then, a lot of the kind of schmaltzy shit had.
But it takes place
back.
In New York with these people having dealt with all of the shit from. I mean, no. I'm sorry. They're in Los Angeles right after 9/11, but everybody's still reeling from what the fuck is happening, and we're at war.
I guess that makes sense that you know that much, that many vapid, stupid fucking people would be in Los Angeles at the same time hitting each other.
Oh my God, go Kenny, what's yours?
Well, fucking open a volcano under Los Angeles and have them
crash. Well, the thing is, I've never seen that movie Crash, and it's one of those things where I don't know if I want to see the movie now.
Nah, you're good. Skip it.
It
might as well be called Trash instead of Crash.
Pedro brought up a good point about movies that like to manipulate audiences, especially the mainstream. And I'm going to go ahead and bring out this one. This was a movie adaptation from a book. Called The Fault in Our Stars.
I haven't seen it.
I don't care for cry porn.
Yeah, and
cry
this
porn?
Is no. Yeah. Yes, it is deemed cry porn. It is cry porn, and the reason why it is cry porn. And I'm sorry, I'm going to spoil this for everybody. If you guys want to see this movie, I'm so sorry for you. I'm just going to say it.
Everybody
it's
dies.
Yeah,
yeah. I heard the premise of this movie, and I'm like, oh, they're
main character has cancer. Okay.
Is that like Marley and Me seeing that? You're like, that dog's dead.
No, it's just bad. It's just
or Walk to Remember. Wasn't that another one?
The main character. Okay, this movie has Shailene Woodley, has Aurel Elgrot, and Willem Dafoe. Okay? And the main character, she has cancer. Goes to a support group, meets another kid that has cancer. Her cancer becomes aggravated, right? aggravated. Oh.
Like, oh my god, I'm sorry. I went to go type this up so I can get the I can look at the characters, and I accidentally wrote Assault on the Stars. Assault.
Which, that's way more interesting.
You know what? That would have been way more interesting.
I would watch Assault on the Stars. That sounds badass.
Now, see, here's the thing. These two meet, right? Because of the connection that they have, right? Because they both have cancer. And
I mean, that's a pretty good connection.
She's getting her cancer is becoming aggressive. He has a Make-A-Wish, so she wants to go meet one. Their connection also is the fact that they love this book that they've been reading together. They love this author, who's Willem Dafoe. And they decide, oh, he lives in fucking France. Let me use my Make-A-Wish to take you to fucking France.
I just think it's so funny that, like, we're going to meet this author, and then Willem Dafoe. But they're like, ah! Yeah.
No, exactly. No, and Willem Dafoe says, fuck you, I don't want to meet you. That's in the movie. Right? Here's the thing. Her cancer, so all of a sudden, she goes into remission. Then his cancer gets aggressive, and then now she has to push him in a wheelchair. He ends up dying, and it's just.
I'm not laughing at cancer death. I'm laughing at this the very flip way you're describing.
Yeah, and it's just it had no redeeming. You know what it is? I laughed in the movie, and this is horrible.
I laughed. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I laughed in the movie because there's a scene where his cancer is aggressive now, and she's pushing him with a wheelchair, and they do this poignant scene where they're on a hill, right? And he's talking about his life and the fact that he enjoyed being with her. And everybody else is crying around us. Me and my girlfriend, Tiff, are laughing to ourselves because the only thing we could think of is I could just push him right now. I could just push him off the cliff and it'll be over for him. And I was just like...
Fun fact, though. The movie did well because it was a young adult book that turned out to get all of the young people in. And
right.
Young adults like cry porn and love triangles and all that other shit. Funny story, right? So the guy actor is the dude from Baby Driver.
Yes, it is.
He's the driver. Yeah. Also, fun fact, him and the same girl where they play these lovers are not, or then in the Divergent series where they played brother and sister.
Oh, my.
Right. Before they were lovers, they did a whole scene together. And then all of a sudden, immediately after that movie came out, the first Divergent movie. So when I saw Divergent, I was like, I can't.
They watch Moulin Rouge like, we could be lovers. Like, oh, shit.
They went to the Anne Frank house.
Why is Anne Frank in this movie?
I don't know. They went to the Anne Frank house, and she decided, I need to walk the steps of Anne Frank and do this. It is horrid. Like, I'm sorry. Everybody else can enjoy this movie. This movie did not need to be made. You cannot force me to cry.
No. I will say it did give her a start, and she from there got Divergent, and from there has moved on, and she plays. She does an awesome job in Big Little Lies, which is an HBO series that was nominated for some awards with Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman, which is a fantastic show, which I've also finished.
Adding on to this.
I didn't watch it. Again, I don't like cry porn. I never watched My Sister's Keeper. I didn't watch any of those movies that I knew from beginning to end that I was going to either cry or want to kill myself. I said no.
So I'm adding in there as like a quick aside, adding in The Notebook, because fuck that movie. That movie is extra manipulative for the same fucking reasons why I don't like it.
You know what it is? Is that you're a cold motherfucker who has
feelings. You know I'm not a cold motherfucker.
No, but like anything that has to do, like, how do you not like The Notebook? Like, even I, who am not girly, even I, who don't like cry porn, I can appreciate the fuck out of The Notebook.
I'm going to yell at you in the rain about remembering me.
No.
Now that we're older, you can't remember me. Why don't you remember me when I'm young?
Hold on. Sorry. I think I'm wrong. I saw my grandfather yell at my grandmother when she had Alzheimer's. And it was the frustration of, I have spent the last 60 years of my life with you.
Right.
And you don't remember me, or you have moments of it, and I want you to have those moments longer. So I have a totally different.
Absolutely. And I get that. Now, right. Remember, and I very loudly preface this, these are the worst movies to us.
Yes, no, definitely. You're definitely. But
definitely not going to have people agree with me.
And I actually
personally
would rather you put that on an overrated. If you think, because you don't think that it gets the praise, because The Notebook was like,
He just doesn't like
it. No,
just
I know, but
like
I find that more of an overrated because everybody loved it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody loves The Notebook.
I just thought, but that's the other thing, too.
Like,
Eat, Pray, Love.
It's like one of those.
Eat, Pray, Love, I was not the target audience for that. So
that was definitely not.
But like,
even I wasn't the target.
But in The Notebook, like, I like romance shit. I like to feel the, and I didn't feel it. Like, I just didn't like the fucking performance. I thought it was cheesy.
No.
Nicholas Sparks is not a fucking good writer.
Well, let me.
I'm sorry. Rachel McAdams did a fantastic job, and so did Ryan Gosling.
I like both of those actors.
I know.
That's why the movie bummed me out. It's like, oh, I just don't fucking like it.
Can't go. I can't go on that one with you. And I didn't want to watch The Notebook because it's one of those sappy ass movies. Right. And I was like, I'm not doing this bullshit. And I got caught up into it when it was already halfway playing. And I was like, okay, I guess I can use a chick flick every now and then. And I loved it. It's still not my typical love story. My typical love story is Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind.
Oh, I love
like
Eternal
movies
Sunshine.
Like that are way more of my, but I didn't hate The Notebook. I've probably watched The Notebook easily 10, 15 times. And even just for the ending of it, just for the entire.
And see, that ending did fucking nothing for me. You know I'm a sap. I know. You know I'm a sap. You know
somewhere,
I have feelings.
Somewhere when that movie came out and you watched it, shit in life had bittered you up.
It's just bad acting.
It had made you bitter.
I called the fucking ending like halfway through. And then I saw it and I'm just like, eh.
It's not about knowing the ending for me. It's not about even Rachel McAdams. It's the entire story for me is Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
He would be the side dish forever. And still build her the house and still stay there.
And I found that so lame and so just fucking bad.
You would find that lame. I think every guy would find that lame because in your hearts of hearts, you want to say that your balls are bigger than to deal with some woman's bullshit enough to build a house.
No, but just from a human perspective, it's like you understand somebody has a sickness, but if somebody is not going to return your affection.
But it's not about a sickness and return affection. See, that's where I think you got lost in the theme of the movie. For me, it's not that it's not that she doesn't reciprocate the love. She did. She loved two people, but it was very Romeo and Juliet. She's supposed to marry the rich guy, not the poor guy who has to bust his ass and work three jobs and do this to even buy a house. And it's that back and forth. It's very much fucking Armageddon, where she has this guy, and then you know what I mean. Like in that, I'm not saying it's the same.
No, because
Armageddon
know.
Was a totally. I'm not even going to get into that. Movie. Fucking animal crackers on her stomach. I can't even.
I love everybody goes back to like, that was fucking trash. That was bad.
That was so bad.
That was so bad.
And if it wouldn't have been Liv Taylor, that I would have wanted to see her stomach in the first place.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, this is bad, but also kind of tasty. Like, yeah, I'll let this ride.
But for me, I'm not going to go into it because we can talk about this forever.
Yeah.
Justice for The Notebook, I don't give a shit.
Justice for The Notebook. Oh, no. I believe The Notebook has got more than enough justice than one
I think it goes deeper. I think it goes deeper than that, but... I actually don't have a lot more movies, so I'm going to do something different while you guys, I know, have more that you guys want to talk about, and I'll say whether or not I'm on the fence.
Oh, I think I definitely have some things that you'll have opinions about.
Here's what I wanted to do. Remind me before you guys get to your last epic one. So what I did was I pulled up the 25 movies so bad they're unmissable on the Rotten Tomatoes link, right?
Oh, yeah, I see.
So I'm going to... I'm going to skip over ones that people commented on our thread, because I want to be able to bash them or be on the bridge with them when we say that. So I'm going to go ahead and say one that I actually disagree with that is on this list, and I want to see if you guys are on here. So somebody, Rotten Tomatoes, has decided to put... shit, where did it go? Oh, fucking Internet Explorer.
Just a moment.
Okay, so I have two here. Mommy Dearest.
I don't think I saw that one.
No more wire hangers!
Oh my God! That's not a... No, I don't think
I honestly
it's
think...
It's not good, but I don't think it's the worst.
It was during that time that I think the reason... that it's only because of the time that it came out.
And
because it came out, I believe, in the
70s. 1981.
Oh, sorry. Even the 1981, they're not going to... People at that time would not have enjoyed that movie time.
Well, the also thing, the thing is, like, that movie is very heavily overacted. Yeah. As a very... That one scene, like, everybody can go...
I know, but I can't hate it because of that line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the rest of the movie was okay. It wasn't
horrible. I mean, it still has a better rating than fucking 8 Crazy Nights. It's got a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes. Go what were you saying?
No, it's just, yeah.
One that I am going to go ahead and put, even though I didn't hate it because of how old I was when it came out, in retrospect, I won't rewatch it, right? And that is Batman and Robin.
Oh, no. Oh, that's on my list. I'm scratching that one. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
That movie broke me as a kid. Like, this is bad. Like, when I'm early enough to start understanding what bad films were, that was one.
Everybody's like, off the list.
Yeah, that movie hurt.
Yeah, that one was bad.
I'm still not against Batman Forever. It's not a great movie, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's not great, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah, no, this one I fucking hated from the ground up.
It's amazing, though, that they... it's amazing how everybody, including the everybody that was involved in the film, including the director, said it was a bad movie after the fact in the commentary. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's,
no, this was the wrong choice.
I'm just glad that nothing happened to Uma Thurman's career. Because that could have damaged a lot of people.
You know who it did?
Except for...
It killed Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, Chris O'Donnell was crucified on the fucking cross of Batman and Robin.
Granted,
what about in his Robin suit?
Granted, he says the best line of the entire movie.
Which one?
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
No.
That's not in. Sorry.
That was in Batman Forever.
Oh, fucking shit.
Love that in Batman Forever. I loved it.
Yeah. Batman Forever, that was great. The best line in that movie, I think, which is the worst part, is, chill. That's all he says.
What killed the dinosaurs?
The Ice Age. Oh, my God. He was so bad.
I can't. And that's the thing is that, like, you can quote that outside of it, and we all get a chuckle. So you would think, like The Room. Like,
yeah.
You watch it, and you're just like, oh this is delicious. No, it's lacking anything.
It's got 10% on Rotten Tomatoes, which means that 8 Crazy Nights is better than this movie.
That's 9% too much.
You would give it 1%?
You give it 1%. It's for people.
I'll give it a 1.
I think, you know what it is? It's for people that are brain damaged that can follow a storyline. I think that's pretty much all it is.
And you know who else's career killed? The bitch.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone.
I think that was
actually,
one of the
no, I think
things.
She was tanking
she,
by the, before then.
No, because
this was like, no, she was still big then.
She had just been doing all of Aerosmith's fucking music videos. She was like the girl.
Oh, yeah, she was one of the
And this happened not too much after Clueless. If I'm not mistaken,
this
came out in 19.
Such a fucking great jump for her. She should have had a great career. I love Clueless. That shit still holds up.
So now you can go because I'm just going to go to the next one.
Thank you for taking Batman and Robin off the list.
No problem.
I accidentally took a little sneaky peek at Kenny's. That was completely accidental. So I will say one that we both have so Kenny can get some more. The Happening.
Oh, you mean The Crappening.
So here was the thing.
Go ahead, start before I go crazy.
It's the Shyamalan. We got Shyamalan. It starts, and I'm like, I'm actually into this. I was into it because there's weird fucked up imagery in it, and I was like, this is nice and tense. And then you get to the turn about what is causing the happening, because I don't watch mystery thriller scary kind of stuff. The whole thing is that you have like Marky Mark and his wife, and you know they're just kind of going along and having some issues in their marriage, and then people just start randomly killing themselves, literally where they stand, like. Including one like really haunting shot because it's like really far away of a guy on a lawnmower. Thank you, knew exactly the shot.
Yeah.
And he gets up and starts the lawnmower, walks ahead, and just lies down and puts his head inside of the blades.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people jumping off buildings and shit. And the whole thing is people are just randomly committing suicide. Like they're compelled.
For no like specific reason.
And people think that it's a toxin that has been spread in the area.
Well,
so people are freaking out.
And that's the thing too, is that like there's no reasoning why. So it's like, oh shit, okay. I'm here with you. It's like you've betrayed me before, Shyamalan, but you're doing all right.
Remember, this was after Signs.
This was after Signs. This was after The Village.
This was after The Village.
The Village broke my heart too, because that was another one where I was just like, oh, I'm so close. It was kind of dumb, but I was still okay with it. Like I was still like, okay, that's not the worst kind of twist on it. This one, though,
is pretty bad.
The twist is, it's plants. Every single plant in the world as a defense mechanism
is excreting.
It's excreting this toxin that people are taking in that causes them to lose their inhibition to live.
So the trees are pissed off at us, and therefore they're
yes,
okay.
yes,
and it starts because the bees. The bees in the...
I forgot the bees! The bees! Not the bees! You're talking about fucking great, terrible movies. Fucking Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, yeah.
There's no joy in this one.
The way that it starts is that these bees are dying off in the United States. And because the bees are dying off, they are not pollinating and they're not keeping these plants at bay. So now the plants are like, yes, we can kill the humans!
No.
So
the bees ain't fucking the plants, so now we gotta just kill everything else. There have been a couple times in my life where I've enjoyed something, and then the turn comes, and it literally ruins everything about the fucking movie.
Now,
this is one of those examples.
Now, of course, Marky Mark, right? Not minus the Funky Bunch. He's the one. He is a plant nurser. He's in a plant nursery, and he takes care of the plants. Somehow,
he's
figures...
a botanist?
No. No, he's not.
He's not a scientist.
He's not a scientist. He just takes care of the plants.
Oh, he's just a landscaper.
Yeah.
yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Now, here's the thing. Look, you got Marky Mark, you got Zooey Deschanel, and John Leguizamo.
That's who it was. I was trying to remember.
Okay. You got these three actors, which I think John Leguizamo can be very well if you give him the direction. Same thing with Zooey Deschanel. And Mark Wahlberg can't do a serious movie. The director decided.
He was all right in
the director
Departed.
Decided.
He was really. I was going to say yeah, the Departed. He was good.
Departed. The director decided that he needed to whisper all of his dialogue.
Yes. He's very, very.
He's like, but
paper towels.
Yeah.
No,
paper towels. He was.
No, he's like, towels. but Mary, we gotta go. He's saying this in a serious, like everybody's running around, going crazy, and he's whispering to somebody. When I go, how can they hear you? Right, who's listening to you?
So the other two scenes that like really stick with me is one dumbass scene where he's in a house and he just starts talking to one of the plants in the house, like
he's like please,
you ain't gonna kill me, right? Like,
he goes,
not,
please. He's trying
me.
To reason with the
he's
plant.
He's reasoning with a fucking plant.
No. The worst
scene
ever.
But does the plant listen to him?
Of course, plant does nothing. It's a fucking plant.
No. Well, I mean, when they've got brains enough to go ahead and plot against the world,
it's literally just there, and it literally cut to it, and the plant's just
yeah.
They even cut to the plant.
Wait, yes, sorry, they cut to the plant. They cut to the plant. And the plant says no comment. That's all it was.
Oh my god, we should put it with captions. Yes. To see if the plant goes like it waves in anger.
No. The worst
moves in the breeze.
The scene
sways
that,
angrily.
The,
yes.
The scene that made me almost get up out of my seat in the theater, because I watched this in the theater, almost made me get up and walk away, was the scene when they're running away from wind.
Well, because it's bringing the
because
air
the plants all of a sudden, like, they don't show you how they do it, but all of a sudden the wind picks up and they're like, oh no, and they just run away, and you hear the wind.
the worst scene
now it's M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes.
Did Marky Mark still end up killing himself?
No.
Oh, no. Not even that good
no.
of a twist. Because, you know, like,
John Leguizamo kills himself, but yeah. Zooey Deschanel and Marky Mark are fine.
Yeah. It
because
ends up
eventually
happening.
It just filters out into the wind and nobody kills themselves anymore.
And the bees come back.
And the bees come back.
Wait,
yes.
Wait, wait.
Yes. After 3 months, the bees
I
come back.
I want to know why the wind didn't pick up before.
Because
it's
it was
wind.
Just still. It was just still. It was in the middle of the summer. There's no wind in the summer.
Oh, because it's a plot contrivance.
I can't. Okay.
No,
it's fucking bad.
No, yeah, and then at the end.
Okay, guys. I haven't even watched the movie, but I'm on the bridge with you.
Yeah, and then at the end, they try to do a cliffhanger where they might do a sequel where all of a sudden in France, people start getting affected. And then they go, and then they end it. And I go, no, you should not make this movie. Stop. Just stop.
Once was a mistake.
Shyamalama Ding Dong, please, for the love of God.
All right.
This is not
no.
horrid.
Fuck it.
Horrid movie.
If you, I guess we'll see if in the comments when you guys listen to this episode, if any of you can defend The Happening.
I don't know anybody defend The fucking
Whoever
Happening.
Whoever defends The Happening, I want them to sit in front of me and I want to ask them what was wrong with their childhood.
I have very serious questions if you like The fucking Happening.
All right, Kenny, what's your, what's
okay.
another one on your list?
Okay, I don't want to go with the, easy one, because the easy one. Everybody can shit on L. Ron Hubbard because
that one for me is enjoyable.
No, it's bad.
It's fucking terrible.
Okay, I'm not even gonna
it's
go into
fucking funny.
I'm gonna go with one that people would normally say would probably yell at me. I'm gonna say Prometheus was
not a good movie.
No, it's
horrid
not.
Movie.
It's beautiful.
It's okay.
It's well shot. That's why it's not on my list.
Okay.
It's because I loved it from the cinematography.
No, but see the
right.
look. The thing is that it gave. To me, it gives me no redeeming quality, and that's the reason why movies that I hate have no redeeming quality to me.
Yeah.
So this movie is a prequel. They want to say it's not a prequel, but
it's a fucking prequel.
Okay. We didn't need this prequel. I didn't need you to explain. I could go on with the Alien franchise and not see this movie and enjoy the Alien franchise. It's like the episode.
You mean the two movies in the Alien franchise.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Right? No, I would even watch Alien 3 over this movie.
Alien 3 is not a terrible movie. It's just not. It could have been so much better.
Right. And the thing about Prometheus is that it's just. You have. Oh, my God. Even Idris Elba in this movie couldn't save this movie.
No. Idris Elba.
And he was the best character.
And Charlize Theron.
Oh, wow.
Charlize Theron.
Not save this fucking
dude,
movie.
And he was the best. The Idris Elba.
Guy Pearce is in this movie, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Michael Fassbender is also
Michael
in the
Fassbender
movie.
Is the
you
one of the
have main. Like there are actors. There's
some
actors
there.
That are in there. There's meat, and the thing is that
I will say Fassbender does get a lot of good. Like he is
good. He has
good
moments.
He is good in this movie.
Yeah, but the thing is that like for instance, you have they introduce about 20 characters in this movie, right? You didn't give a shit about any single one of them except Michael Fassbender and the main character, which is this chick
New
that you
Eva
follow.
Pace.
Yeah, that's it. You don't care, give a shit about what anybody else says. In fact, the reason...
It also has an incredibly tense scene where there's an alien abortion.
Yeah.
So Noomi Rapace's husband gets infected.
Right.
Right. But not infected like with a face hugger. Like there's like this weird goo that is sort of the source of these aliens. Right.
Right.
Again, really fucking stupid. And Fassbender's character infects her husband. They end up having sex.
For no reason! He infects her for no reason.
No, he does explain because he's experimenting. He's experimenting on the humans. Because
bullshit.
The thing is with the Alien franchise, they always have robots in them. And it's usually 50-50 whether or not they're murderous experimenting or decent. He's a murderous experimenting one. So he infects him, and they end up fucking. And then he ends up fully turning and fully going through that whole process. So she realizes right after he turns, she's like, oh, I don't feel so well.
Right.
And she feels an alien and sees an alien starting to like
come out of the belly.
Out of her. So she goes into a machine and has a fucking alien abortion.
Yeah. Actually it pulls it out.
It's a super good, but it's actually a really good tense scene.
It's not like an abortion. It's more like an alien C-section. Because that's pretty much what it was.
It is more of a C-section.
Hold.
Yeah.
What year did this movie come out?
2008.
No, 2008.
No, it wasn't 8. Because I was dating.
What's the alien version where another alien comes out of a stomach? I mean,
that's almost all of them.
That's okay. Almost every alien, yeah.
I don't know. I was making out with somebody, and in between, I saw that scene.
it wouldn't have been alien. It might have been.
Because here's the thing.
It might have been Prometheus. Yeah,
No, because it was earlier than that. It was like middle school.
That was middle school. Yeah. That was Alien 4.
That was Alien 4.
Oh, that's a bad movie. it might have been Alien versus Predator.
No, it might have been
Alien versus Predator.
Could have been Aliens. It could have been the second one. Because they like to play them a lot. The thing about Alien and Aliens, they played that a lot. I remember when I was growing up, going into middle school and high school, they played that on TV.
No. This was in the movies. I saw this in the theater.
Alien 4.
Is Alien 4 or the first AVP?
Like I said, it was in that time where all you did was make out with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever.
You go to a movie that you really didn't care for.
Which reminds me.
Yeah, it took me three times seeing Underworld and the Count of Monte Cristo before I actually got through it.
For me, it was The Rain. You guys remember the movie The Rain? Where it literally rained. Like, there's a movie called, oh my God. You guys haven't seen it?
You mean Hard Rain?
No. It's called The Rain. Hold on, I gotta Google this.
Very Jesus!
Go ahead.
The whole thing about Prometheus, and I know that we're explaining these, is just that it's a prequel where they find out this ancient text, hieroglyphics that show a roadmap to the people that actually they feel is the people that actually created us called these life forms called the engineers.
Yes.
So they decide we're gonna follow this map to find this person. They end up finding a ship. In the ship, they find the engineers, quote-unquote engineers, all slaughtered, except for one. And you don't worry about the movie, because the first hour and a half, you didn't need to watch it, because the only thing that matters is what happens at the end of the movie.
Oh, spoilers. Jesus was an engineer.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they don't like humans.
Oh, wait, you're right. It was Hard Rain.
Hard Rain!
Which was, I don't remember shit.
Don't worry. You didn't need to.
No. I see now it's 28% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You didn't need to watch it.
Might be in this category.
All right, so now that we've gotten there, I'm going to read... We're gonna go quick, and I'm gonna read the people's comment.
I'll read my last one.
My last one.
Yeah. So we're gonna just say whether or not we were on the bridge with them, and if we aren't, why? If we are, obviously it's because we agree with their stance. But if we're not, what redeeming quality that movie had for us, which is why it didn't make that list. So
all right, let's do it
on Facebook first. I'm gonna hit up Facebook first.
All right.
We have Penn, who said it comes at night.
Never saw it.
I am on that bridge with her. It's bad.
And
nothing comes at night.
Yeah, that's what she put nothing comes at night. Stupid movie. Yeah, I'm looking at you. She also said Batman and Robin, which was already on our list.
Yep.
And Showgirls.
Nope, Showgirls is a fucking blast.
Showgirls is an awesomely bad movie.
It's so terrible, I fucking love it.
Ice those nipples, baby.
We have Renee David Basulto, who says Transformers 2.
Yep, that's on my list.
Anything after the first one.
Transformers 2 is exceptionally terrible.
He said, so he basically said, it's not just a terrible movie, it's a 2.5 hour long terrible movie.
It's so long.
I am on that bridge with you that's transformed from all the tears that were made from all the people that watched that movie.
God.
Carlos Perez says Batman versus Superman.
You know what? It hasn't been around long enough for me to hate it, but I think it's going to be on this list.
I'm not on that bridge with him because... While it had a lot of issues, I've now seen it 3 times just to really absorb it and not go with my first gut instinct. And there's some aspects of it that are redeemable. There's some parts of it. it just depends on the scene that you're watching. So
it's too long.
It's
way too fucking long.
It is too long, and there is I still have my issues with it, but I'm not on that with you, Carlos. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
And then I laughed because Josh said I second this because I saw it twice. To which I said I take credit for that second time that he saw it.
Yeah.
Josh Silverman then says Ballistic X versus Sever.
Oh my god, I haven't remembered that.
Oh
bro.
My god, it's such a fucking terrible
movie. I just had that same feeling that Pedro had. Yeah. That it just
you
rushed to my
it.
Head. Of Ben, of what's this guy's name? Freaking
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas, 5 foot five fucker that just did a horrible spy movie. Horrid spy movie.
So Christian Alvarez says Congo.
Congo's not
rememberable.
It's disappointing.
That's not rememberable.
And then he said, I walked out of Pootie Tang. And Pootie Tang, for me, I'm not on that fence. Because
I love me some Pootie Tang.
Because it was
Pootie Tang's bad, but I
it's know, bad, but it's deliciously bad.
It's so delicious.
I shine on my ditties.
So I'm not gonna go with that one.
Sarate.
I said Sarate for a solid year and a half after that fucking movie.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna go with that. The wife and occasional co-host here said Mad Max, though we did talk about it on the overrated movies. I am obviously
yeah,
on
yeah, you're
that
on
bridge
that bridge,
right,
and that's fine because I'm just gonna burn that bridge. I'll burn you both on the bridge
while I'm
fine.
Playing the guitar.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's not happening. Alfredo Ruiz says The Sound of Thunder.
The Sound of Crap.
I don't know that.
I have no idea, but I'll take your word for it, sir, because it just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it. And he also said another one. He goes, I think it tops most of the things on here, excluding 9 songs.
That's another one.
Which
sir,
I can't
this started
on.
To sound like independent films you don't like. Yeah.
No. Okay, here's one. On Facebook, and I know that when I go on to Instagram, I'm going to be repeating this movie with somebody else, so I'm just going to knock them all at once. But Rixie, I can never pronounce your right name correctly, but fuck it. She said Mother.
Nope.
And I'm not on that bridge.
No, I'm not. I had issues with it. Not on that bridge.
Yes, no. I had issues with it, but for the simple fact that I've been able to discuss it on numerous levels and what I see as symbolism and you saw Pedro as different symbolism, and so we both saw it from technically the same side but absorbed different symbols from it and were able to have a conversation for me, and that in a movie makes it not bad.
Yeah.
Makes it not the worst movie ever.
Not the worst. Yeah, definitely not
worse. Not
worse.
I'm not saying it's a great movie, right.
I didn't like it. Doesn't mean it's a terrible movie. It's at least something that, again, like you said, you can talk about it. It has some meat to it.
Right. It's a conversation piece.
It is. It has redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
Like, it's a movie that, would I watch it again? Maybe not. But is it the worst movie I've ever seen? No. I don't hate the movie. I think that it did what it was supposed to do, which is whole symbolism for whatever you think, whether it's a narcissistic person and living with that or talking about religion, however you want to spin
misogyny.
It.
Or misogyny.
However you want to spin
the first
it.
One.
Yeah.
The egotism of a man with him. But I will say this, the biggest stand in that movie is now next time Darren Aronofsky has a movie, I can't give him the full benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Which I'm like, I have to kind of think about it.
So Chan Valdez actually said The Room, and he wanted his 90 minutes back.
No, I completely understand.
But I'm not on that. I'm not on that bridge with you only because you know. But why, Danny? Why?
No, I
didn't touch her. I swear.
Are you a chick? Are you a chicken?
Chad, I'm with you because I was smarter than you were, and I didn't waste 90 minutes on it. I haven't seen it.
To be fair, we did.
You saw the highlights.
We talked him up, so we threw him immediately under that bus.
Jason Crespo said Ghost Rider, and I do not disagree with him on that.
He's probably right. Me and Nick Cage, so.
I'm going to head on over to the Instagram page, because we had some different answers on the Instagram page. Let us see here. I know that Maria on Instagram also had said Mother, and I was very confused, because, again, we've already discussed it, so. I actually just want to hear why you said that. I'd love to hear from both of you. Johnny Trabs on Instagram said Toxic Avenger.
Fuck you.
No, I mean,
that's all I'm going to say.
I've never been a Trauma guy.
I enjoy the Trauma series. I enjoy the Trauma films. I'm sorry. Toxic Avenger was not made to be a movie of high caliber. It was made to be campy. It is a campy movie.
It is. That is definitely
It is made for that reason.
He said it's so bad, even as a kid, it was bad.
Oh, come on, man. It spawned a TV series that I watched as a kid. That's all I could say.
I Am Joan of Heart said Black Christmas, the worst. Black Christmas.
That's racist.
No. Well, I mean, whoever made it.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Oh.
I've never seen that movie either.
Then Johnny Trabs answered again, and I'm not on this with you, which he said, "Garbage Pail Kids."
Oh my God, I didn't. That looked like trash. This is why I didn't.
But
not,
that's the point of Garbage Pail Kids, to look like trash. Like, it's supposed to be trash. It's like,
I mean,
I don't know.
It is true. They're supposed to be.
Toxic Avenger is supposed to be. Really, it's just.
I mean, he is toxic.
He is toxic. Like, there was nothing. He did not shy away from what he was. It was just, you know.
No, that's true. I got a line.
When Maria Appleseed said "Mother," I responded with, "Really, that's the first we hear," because I hadn't heard of it from Rixie yet. And Con Patnell said, "Yep," which means he agrees. And then Total T Geek said, "Oh God, I forgot about this. It was interesting. Maybe I don't think I will ever. Maybe I don't think I'll ever watch it again. My other half hasn't forgiven me for taking him to see it. I thought it was a scary film.
I mean, it's
they
oh,
did
yeah.
sell it as a horror. I will
oh,
give
yeah.
them that. The previews made it seem. The and then everybody not being able to be able to explain the movie properly didn't." Also remove the fact that it wasn't a horror movie.
But that's the problem is it was presented in a way that was not 100% true, but that is an incredibly anxiety-inducing movie. That whole
yeah.
I had difficulty getting through
oh, yeah.
giant swaths of it because of just how it almost caused a fucking panic attack.
I'm sorry. The scene with the crowd and everything, yeah,
that was a tough one.
That was tough.
There's two parts of that movie I turned away. For my own personal reasons,
yeah.
that certain scenes affected me, and that crowd scene with
yeah.
the baby and the whole nine. C. Nelson, I love your face, sir. He says Tammy, which, oh my God. With,
my eye is twitching right now.
Tammy is with Melissa McCarthy. That she looks really freaking bad. Like, I can't even believe that she had that. I have no shame. I do a lot of stupid things on stage. I would not have done that movie. And I do a lot of stupid things. But I am on that bridge with you. He also said Grown Ups, which you
definitely do not like that movie. That is
and
a
then
bad movie.
Jack and Jill.
Oh, that one's bad.
I don't remember that
That's
one.
That's another Adam Sandler movie
yeah.
where he plays his
Jack
own sister.
Jack and Jill where he plays his sister.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
And Al Pacino, debases himself.
Oh, you know which one I don't like? Zohan? I don't like that one.
You do not mess with the Zohan. Disco, bueno, bueno.
Oh,
God,
oh, no,
damn,
no.
That's bad.
Mick Nosferatu said Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nope.
Nope.
No. Nope. That movie's fucking awesome.
He's just saying it to get a rise out of us.
Fuck you. Bah, bah, bah. My friend is really tired.
Clara, who's a big AV supporter and things like that, she said, "I think I've always been pretty open-minded with movies, but when I saw... The Happening."
Oh.
I remember that being the first time I was so disappointed. What a piece of shit. Oh, my God.
Yes. God, it was so
fucking bad.
It
had a build-up to be interesting, and then when that... Oh, God.
That was the last drop. That's the last Shyamalan movie I've seen.
Then Joey Funk, a good friend of ours from high school, an avid listener, said Battlefield Earth.
Yes, but...
That was on my
but.
List. That is on my list, and we weren't going to talk about it.
Yes, but... I get that is enjoyably bad.
No, there is nothing. There's nothing redeeming of it.
It's
there really
long.
Isn't.
That's his
it
biggest problem.
It is 2 hours of shit. It is two hours. I could watch any other space.
I think it's five. I think it's almost 3 hours.
It's almost really 3 hours. It is bad. It's like you.
It's
you
bad.
Have.
It
was
also on the Rotten Tomatoes list. I just didn't say because I knew
yeah,
that
it was. It's
about
L. Ron Hubbard. Decided I want to stay away from religion. And
I
use
want,
something
ta-
for
I want a tax evasion scheme.
Yeah. So he
that's
sold,
seriously why he fucking
he,
did it.
He
oh,
sold
wow.
the rights to this movie so that they can make the movie. They took Scientologists to do the movie, and rightfully so, it was shit. They made it for Scientologists to watch and enjoy, and those are the only people that watched it enjoyed it.
Joey had an interesting story. He said they actually stopped the movie when someone had a heart attack during the
oh,
movie.
Oh, shit.
I know it was unrelated, but I couldn't help but wonder. Damn, someone may have died during the worst movie I've ever seen.
What a bad way to go.
Hey, but you know what? It was that movie was so bad, they had to stop because the heart attack was more interesting.
I guess everybody else must have applauded when they stopped the movie. So.
Oh.
Total T Geek wrote their own answer, and it was Batman versus Superman.
Uh-huh.
Jenny Beth says Contact.
No, I like Contact.
And I know we're gonna not be on the. I know
yeah.
none of us on this table are not gonna be on her next movie either. So she said Contact and Zoolander.
No, I like Zoolander
Look,
a lot. Zoolander's fucking great.
Deliciously,
it's you
so
know what?
Deliciously bad.
I've never met you. Who?
Yes,
right?
You have.
I met her.
Yes, yeah, Jenny.
Oh, it's Jenny. I'm sorry, Jenny, but fuck you, bro. Fuck you.
Oh, I know you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, if I didn't know you, it was going to be really nice.
It was going to be really nice because I was going to be like, you know, I want you to listen again. But the fact that I know you, I know you're listening to this, seriously, take, you know, just
there was one There was one on Facebook that you didn't mention from Andy.
I must have missed it or it must have been underneath the comment.
So Andy said, drag me to hell, which I do not agree with whatsoever because it's...
I've never seen it.
It's...
There was a lot of... the problem with that movie is there was a lot of hype for that movie with Justin Long being in his first series film, and it just did not connect.
But it was the opposite for me. It was Rami going back to doing like Evil Dead style horror, and it gave me exactly what I fucking wanted. I love the Evil Dead movies,
right?
And he went back to that same style of like I don't even know how to fucking describe it. It's how he shoots his horror movies that I really like, and he did that a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of it's a lot of perspective.
Cuts.
Yeah, it's a lot of perspectives, quick cuts, things like that.
My favorite
a lot
scene,
of zoom ins. Yeah.
My favorite scene from Spider-Man 2. You remember this when they're doing the Doc Ock surgery?
Yeah.
Is a fucking Evil Dead reference when he holds up the fucking chainsaw. When he held it up, I literally cheered. I was the only like nerd in the theater. I was like, yes, and everybody's like, what? And I'm like.
Don't worry about it.
So we
still have a few more people. I'm telling you, this one people went crazy for. Salty Language said, I love
name.
That.
I like that.
Awesome. Salty Language said, the last 5 years, even Anna Kendrick's adorable face couldn't save that abomination.
Aww,
I haven't seen it, and I won't be seeing it now. Jason from Paper Stacks Project said, Teeth.
Ooh.
Ooh!
No, that's a good horror movie.
That's a good horror movie. He just doesn't like horror. I mean, that's pretty much.
It's not just he doesn't like horror. There's that scene at the end with the teeth. Yeah, any man who has seen
I just
that
saw
movie.
Everybody grab their dick. So I'm assuming.
Do you know what vagina dentata is?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a vagina dentata movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And one guy is a real fucking dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it happens.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He said teeth, but then he put an emoji with a wink and his tongue sticking out.
Yeah, he knows what's up. No, I think he might like that movie.
I think he's
making us fucking...
Raul from Cosplay Fame said bug. Ashley Judd is naked in that movie for a while, and that movie was still...
Oh, my God, yes. I remember her being naked in the movie. That's the only thing I remember. I think I scrubbed the rest of that movie except for Ashley Judd.
Oh, no, that's not a movie I can say. And then Stat Monkey, which is Bear Cub. You've heard us talk about him before. He's been on a previous episode. He said Delta Force.
Delta Farce or Delta Force?
Yeah.
Delta Force.
Delta Force.
Which was Delta Force?
I'm trying to think. I believe that's not with Chuck Norris.
I'm going to look it up for you guys.
That sounds like a Chuck Norris
movie. That sounds like Delta Force sounds like a Chuck Norris
movie.
Yeah,
that's like we're looking like, that might.
It's tickling
movie.
Some part of
it's
my brain.
It's tickling the Chuck Norris part of my fucking brain.
It is Chuck Norris.
Ah! Roundhouse.
It is Chuck Norris. It's from 1986, which is probably why most of us don't really remember it 100%. And it's a 2-hour, 10-minute movie. And it's got 18% on Rotten Tomatoes. Well,
okay. I wanted to go back real quick to, I forgot who it was that said Commando.
Yes.
You know why you can't fucking hate that movie?
Why? Well,
it's not the worst movie because there is inexplicably a guy wearing a chainmail vest. The villain is wearing a chainmail vest for no reason. That is worth it just to watch that guy fucking get shot. Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God. And so that has been everybody on Instagram, because then, of course, what usually happens when we decide to ask you for hate, you also then start hating on each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A lot of hate.
There's two people who really hated on each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And just within the home comments, you know, everybody kind of went a little crazy. But when you guys do that, know that we then choose it as an episode topic. When we see that you guys are
like,
really
ooh.
Going, really going, sussing. Yeah, like, oh, you want to see more of this? With that, that's it for social media. I'm gonna do one more last check because it says 58 comments on.
Oh
shit!
Oh wow,
but it's also Facebook does that shit where it also counts your replies.
Yeah,
so when you and V went at it at each other, it was a good 15-16 comments right there.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I was having a slow day.
I'm wondering why Andy's. I'm looking for Andy's. And I want to make sure.
I remember that one because I was just like, oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. Christian had also said My Bloody Valentine 3D.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
That's a bad movie.
That's a stinker.
I just want to make sure that I didn't miss anybody, so my apologies for this dead air moment. He must have said it on Twitter, I want to say, maybe.
No, I remember seeing it on Facebook, so I responded.
Or he commented under yours, but nope, not here. So. Okay. But Andy, you said it, and you knew which one he meant. So thank you, Andy, for listening and also being a Patreon supporter. I appreciate your face.
Patreon.
So what is your final one, Bear?
So I mentioned this on that thread.
I didn't read it. That's why
good.
I didn't read it.
Good.
Say
you didn't read
it, say it.
It,
say it.
So I fucking hate this movie more than almost any other movie I have ever seen. And I have history with this movie, and I'll begin with the history. Old guest and old friend of both of Avian and the Talking Geek, Stephanie Mayer Sr. I went to high school with her, and we were all friends. And as a group of friends, we decided we were going to go to the movies.
Oh, no.
As high schoolers typically go. It was
okay.
A mix. It was a mixed group.
So
there was men. There was women. And, you know, we decided, let's look at something romantic.
Oh, no.
There's a romantic movie that just came out. We should all go together and see it.
Oh,
and this movie was called Tuck Everlasting.
Oh, my God.
And we walked in, and the first person who we lost 20 minutes in.
Wow.
20 minutes in. And I wanted to join her immediately. And I was like, no. These people, I don't get a chance to go out with
Let
these
me guess.
People very often.
Steph was the one
it
that
was not
like,
Steph. No, Steph stays the whole fucking time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Steph was the one that was like, no, we can't leave, guys.
Yes, yes. Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
I love her.
To stay around.
I love her. But I know her.
Yeah, you know her. You know her very well.
I know her very well.
Some people are masochists and like to sit through
I
pain.
Made it 45 minutes. And then I was like, I literally cannot stand here. So I walked outside, and the girl who had left, I saw her, and we looked each other in the eye. We were like, oh, we both know exactly why we're outside this. We just walked around Dolphin Mall for maybe like half an hour, 40 minutes, and we're like, okay, let's go back. Because we wanted to catch up with everybody. So we go out, go back. She's like, I can't. No, I can't. I'm going to wait out here. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go back in. The movie was still going on.
Oh, Lord.
For another 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I remember there was like a fucked up Colonel Sanders looking motherfucker. This boy is supposed to live forever. This girl fell in love with him.
Yeah, it's got Rory Gilmore, which she's actually a good actress. Alexis Bledel. She's also in Handmaid's Tale.
Oh shit,
Handmaid's
yeah,
Tale.
I know.
She's the girl who
yeah.
who was in that.
Yeah,
she's
a good actress. Yeah, I know that.
Because this is right around Gilmore Girl era. You guys were still in high school for another year.
Yeah, she was still a pup.
This is really right at the moment of Gilmore Girls and maybe the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants era.
Actually, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's in it. And the guy who's plays her love interest, a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Jackson, I think this might have ended his career because I don't think I've seen
yeah,
him in anything
else.
Yeah,
he had the personality of a marble wall.
It, worse than, what's his face from Star Wars?
No, because Hayden Christensen can act.
Oh, okay.
This guy had zero personality.
Yeah, Hayden Christensen was directed to not act like,
yeah, that's
act
not,
like that.
That's
that was
not
the
Hayden Christensen's
yeah,
fault.
That's, yeah.
No, all the bad acting in those movies are not.
Jonathan Jackson went from this movie to General Hospital.
Well, like as an attendee nurse.
No, man, he won an Emmy. He's won 5 Emmy awards for his role on
wow.
General Hospital.
Okay, so apparently he can act, and he was told to act terribly. No, I also
either that or he was like, I gotta get out now.
Yeah. I vividly remember, like at some point, the Colonel Sanders motherfucker like gets shot, and he's on the floor, and you're like,
you know that that's Ben Kingsley.
That's Ben. No.
I feel so bad for Ben Kingsley.
No, Ben Kingsley doesn't know how to choose fucking roles. He keeps choosing terrible fucking
yeah.
movies to act. He put a Colonel Sanders beard on him. Like, it made no fucking sense.
He is such a good actor,
bro.
He gets
shot. He goes down.
He's
not even trying to hide the fact that he's been shot. He's visibly breathing. Like, not even. It's not one of these things like you can see a pulse. You can't hide that. That's fine. He's just like heaving. And I'm like, motherfucker, you're dead. They're talking about this motherfucker being dead, and he's fucking heaving next to him. Dead bodies don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that movie.
So, sorry,
Kenny. I still hold, because if I remember correctly, Stephanie Mayer Sr. was the one who made the final choice for that movie.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
And that's why she had to stay throughout the whole movie. Because
that's why she had to leave the States.
So, Kenny, what's your final...
This is my final one, uh-oh. Only because we've gone through quite a few on my list. People have answered, people have brought them up, you know. I want to go ahead and just bring out one that probably no one should ever watch,
ooh.
Because it really, if I thought Prometheus was bad, this movie had, there. When I say Prometheus, you could take off the first hour and watch the rest of the movie, you could still understand what's going on. This one, it had an hour of the movie that did not need to be there.
A whole hour?
It made no sense to have that. It did not create depth to the character. It did not add to the story. All it did was make one person look crazy, which you could have done in the 5 minutes after to make her look crazy. It stars Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, is that
the movie is called the movie is called What Lies Beneath.
I'm not on that. I'm very curious. Yeah.
No, I'm so far away from that bridge. Like, I can't even see the bridge.
I want to ask you, what is it about that movie? What is it? The turn? Is it because I'm watching this movie?
It's the turn and the rise of tension throughout the entire movie. The movie does a really good job. I can't go back and watch that movie because that's another one where the movie's relying on the turn. And once you know the turn.
Yeah.
And some movies you can go back and enjoy that, but that's one that I couldn't. But I still really liked it the first time I saw it.
I actually really enjoyed it the first time I saw it. And I actually remember seeing it, I think, a second and a third time to go and see, like, make somebody else watch it for the turn. Mm. But I'm, like, not on that one at all with you.
I'm sorry. I've seen other movies that are better when it comes to a turn, especially. But for this one, okay, for people who have not watched this, it's just basically a couple that lives next to a neighbor. All of a sudden, this lady believes that their hostile neighbors are going, you know, that her neighbor, the wife of the group, disappeared or something happens to
her. She starts to hear first voices in her house, and he starts to automatically assume that his wife is crazy. So by the time that something happens to the neighbor, he also it leans in as to why you don't trust Michelle Pfeiffer's character. And it does a really good job of discrediting her in the eyes of Harrison Ford for the turn that comes.
And I think that's the genius behind it, is that, like, if anything, he sells it to the, like, sells it to the audience why you shouldn't believe her, which I think is, I thought was really
good.
He's
a doctor. So he's a doctor.
Is he a doctor or a teacher?
He's
a professor.
I'm reading here.
I think I remember, like,
he has to be a professor.
He has to be a professor because of the turn.
Yeah.
But he's a doctor in that. So, so he dismisses her. He makes the audience almost dismiss her. Until a little bit before the turn.
He gaslights her and gaslights the entire fucking audience. And the thing is, to the point where, like, you fucking believe it. And then when it hits that turn, I mean, that's...
Like, I won't even tell you what the turn is because I disagree with Kenny in that you should never see it. I actually think you should, it's for free, then watch it.
I would, because if it's for free and you have... I paid to see it. Not scrub it.
I mean, that's fine. This is
your opinion. Yeah.
This is your notebook.
To me, again, it's one of those things where the first... Honestly... The way that they explain her character, they did a movie called They, which they did. It's similar, not in the sense of the turn, but in the build up to that was done so much better that I understand the hour 45 that movie was for that turn. This one, I believe you could have done so much with this movie and taken out the first half an hour, first 45, and it would have still made sense. I honestly think if you start from the 45 minutes into the movie on, you would have still understood what was going on. I honestly think so.
I wouldn't have cut 45. I maybe would have cut 10 because I thought that it needed you to decide which of those two characters you were going to believe was honest or not. Like, you needed to build her and then him and then them so that you could either be on Harrison Ford's side and be like, this is some crazy bitch going through some crazy shit, or being on Michelle Pfeiffer's side and being like, I smell something. Something don't smell right. Something's going wrong.
Yeah.
And so I
don't know. It's just that the fact that...
That bathtub scene is that's like one of my top, like, terms of tense sequences is...
What Lies Beneath used to be on when I was younger, because this movie came out in the 2000s. I saw it when I was in high school. At the time, it was on my, like, top 10 movies, along with, like, Stir of Echoes and
ooh, that's what I hadn't heard about in a while.
See, yeah, Stir of Echoes is a good movie. Stir of Echoes, I could watch that movie again. What Lies Beneath, I'm sorry. Watching this movie, I know from watching it, I already felt that she was talking about ghosts being in the movie. I already figured it wasn't the neighbor. I already figured that wasn't that she was trying to allude to the fact
Don't spoil it, Kenny.
Okay.
That's why we didn't spoil it. That's why we kept calling it The Turn.
That's why I want to ruin the fucking movie.
No, don't ruin the fucking movie.
Because Pedro talked about The Notebook. I want to talk about this.
The Notebook. Everybody's seen The Notebook. 2000, What Lies Beneath. Don't ruin The Turn. There's no turn in The Notebook. There's no turn.
Except for me to turn it off.
But there's no turn. There's no moment. There isn't any in The Notebook.
I'm not going to explain what happens. I'm not going to give away the turn. All I'm saying is that.
You didn't buy into it?
I couldn't. The thing was that I couldn't buy into her. No, how about this? I bought into the fact that something was going on with her.
Right.
And I knew that it wasn't what they were trying, the red herring they were trying to give you in the beginning.
You thought it was too obvious?
And I think that it was, I honestly think that when it came to the turn, that the only other person she was talking to in the whole movie would be the only other person that would be affecting the turn.
I think the turn was bigger, though, when it came to the lake scene.
Yeah,
that was the additional turn for the obvious turn. Like, there was that obvious thing that you knew once it was happening that that's what was going to happen, and then they stacked one more for good measure to make sure. That's how I felt about that movie.
I don't know. Yeah. I compare this with Harrison Ford to his, as far as his caliber of movies that he's done, I put this in the low tier next to 8 Days and 7 Nights, something like that.
6 Days, 7 Nights.
6 Days, 7 Nights. I put that in that caliber of horrid movies. I can't.
And even then, that's not a great movie. It's not terrible.
I can't sit there. For me, it's in my wheelhouse of the kind of movies I watch. Mm. What Lies Beneath.
Yeah, What Lies Beneath that.
Those kind of movies are my wheelhouse, so.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I know, that's fine. If I'm the only person on that bridge, that's fine. I'm going to be watching you guys. You know, I'm like, hey.
That's okay. I'm stuck in the bathtub. Yes.
Sorry, I did think of one more,
ooh,
so I will have my last one.
What's your last one?
And I know I've talked about this movie before, so I'm just gonna throw it out there. Only one scene is worth watching. You never have to watch the whole thing, and that's Geely. That's a bad movie.
I never watch it because of its reputation.
You don't need to, except if you think that Jennifer Lopez is hot.
Yes.
Then you don't mind her talking about eating a pussy while she's doing yoga.
Yeah. No, that's a good
metaphorically.
Scene.
She talks about it very poetically, but like while she's doing like downward facing dog, while she's stretching her legs, and she's just like, "Do you know why women love to kiss?" Blah, 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 blah. And you're just like, "I don't even care why they love to kiss."
Just keep talking.
And she's basically like talking about the lips, why the lips are so sensitive, why women's vagina lips are. And it's just like, I'm so engrossed right now for this slight moment. And I don't give a shit about the rest of this movie. Like, none at all.
I don't know. I compare that movie to Jersey Girl.
No, that one's really bad.
Yeah.
Jersey Girl? No, I don't think it's that bad.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I guess maybe not. I don't know if it's in the same realm.
It's not Geely bad. Let's be 100% clear.
You know what it is? Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have no movie chemistry. I don't know how they dated. No movie chemistry. For me, like, I could see the force of acting when they're in scenes together, which sucks because I don't mind Ben Affleck as an actor, and I actually think that Jennifer Lopez is not a bad actress.
No, she's not bad.
I've
she's great in Out of Sight.
She's great in Enough. Enough.
I never saw Enough.
You know what? And I'm gonna go with my guilty pleasure. I actually liked her in Monster in Law. So.
and I'm not even gonna lie. Wedding Planner. I dug her there too. And Maiden Man. Like I don't mind her in movies. I like that more than her music.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Wait,
I saw her live.
Tonight.
I saw her live. She's not a bad live performance.
Well,
plus, that ass is also
tremendo. Tremendo culo.
It's like amazing.
My God. But yeah, so anyhow, that's our list, guys. Do you agree with Kenny and What Lies Beneath? Are you on the bridge with him? If you are, I'd love to hear it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it and then let us know. We had a lot of great spectrum of different movies anime to geek movies to this to that. Let us know what you think. If you were on the fence with any of the movies that we didn't see, I would love to know if any of you actually enjoyed 8 Crazy Nights. And that's pretty much it. We are the Talking Geek. We are part also of the Geek Bro Network alongside Mount Geekmore, Mamas and Merlot,
Woo!
Shiver Podcast, Comedy Fitness. What?
Give it to us. Give it to us.
Woo bro.
Yeah, get him.
Zeros on Heroes.
Oh, get him.
Seriously, I need a fucking list, guys. Seriously. Anyhow, you can check them out. All I'm on a bunch of recent episodes. I was just on Mount Geekmore for my favorite X-Men characters. Mountain of X-Men characters, yeah.
That's a good one.
I was just on WooBro talking about Justin Timberlake and the Super Bowl, amongst other things. I've been on a bunch of Mamas and Merlot. So make sure you guys go and check that out. One of the co-hosts of Mount Geekmore and Shiver is now with Crit or Die.
Yep.
Yeah, you heard that episode.
Senor Jeff.
Yeah. Mr. GF. So you guys can check him out on our recent Crit or Die, the Three Amigos episode. And until next time, I'm Q. You can follow me on Instagram at QFindor. And
I'm Pedro. And you can follow me on Twitter at Pedro Cortez Get. That's Cortez with an S. And on Instagram at Gurren Lagann, like the anime.
And you can follow me, Kenny, on Instagram or Twitter as Mr. Underscore with the underscore in between each word.
Yeah. That one's actually hard to say because it's Mr. Underscore underscore score.
Yeah. And it's not Mr.
It makes me love it even more.
It's not Mr. MR. It's spelled out Mr. because he likes to be a dick. you can follow The Talking Geek everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. And we also have a Patreon. We're going to be dropping some Patreon episodes. Some blog stuff. Some stuff.
Stuff and things.
Until the next time, everybody, stay geeky.
Woo! Peace. Yeah.